Aircheckdownloads.com.
Bon Jovi. That woke us all up, didn't it? For Tuesday morning, the 25th of July, and it's a lovely start in Nottingham. You're listening to Sarah Julian on BBC Radio Nottingham. And today on the show, we are doing your shout-outs and thank yous to teachers, teaching assistants, midday staff, school caretakers, the office staff, the lollipop man, whoever it is around a school as they break up this week. So if you've got a shout-out, send it in. We would love to do that. Also, hearing about how you can get hold of cheap crafting stuff for kids that activities through the summer. We've been to a scrap store and we've got a creative challenge, which you'll hear about a little bit later on. It's a really easy way of getting stuff for very little money. And also throughout the show today, we will hear some beautiful tributes to Trevor Francis, who died yesterday, and also Chris Bart Williams. That was a shock. Just 49 years old. Forest fans lost two of their greats yesterday, and they will be on the show paying tribute and reflecting. And some of the big names in football have just been saying the most beautiful things about both of these amazing players. So you'll hear tributes through the show today. With the top team, producer Harriet, good morning.
Morning.
Lewis is here, good morning.
Morning.
Here's where we find out what we all got up to last night.
Your night in 10.
Louis, what did you do last night?
Something rare.
Something rare?
Yeah. You had a bath.
No, I can't have a bath.
He's got rid of his bath, you idiot.
I said no to an invite to the pub.
What? Did you?
What?
Yes.
Are you okay?
I didn't go to the pub. I didn't go to the quiz. Emma went.
What was more pressing?
I was just too tired.
Lewis.
I had a headache all day.
I'm worried.
You all right?
I had a headache all day. I was too tired.
Let me touch him.
Touch him. Is he all right?
Well, you've got cold hands.
He hasn't got a temperature.
Oh. So did you have terrible FOMO once you'd said no to the invite?
A little bit for a nanosecond, and then I watched a documentary and then went to bed.
Aw.
Louis.
All on his own. On a Monday night. Harriet, what did you do last night?
Well, you're never going to believe this.
Go on.
I saw my mum and my stepdad yesterday, and...
Did they bring the dogs?
They didn't.
Oh,
no.
Sorry.
No dogs this time.
Okay.
But I was telling them that I've moved to West Bridgeford, and my stepdad, bearing in mind, he is not from Nottingham at all, he says, oh yeah, I met Brian Clough in West Bridgeford. I said, I'm sorry. I was like, how have you met Brian Clough? Because, the first thing I heard when I moved here is that everybody's got a Brian Clough story.
Yes,
saw him in the newsagent in West Bridgeford. Yeah, he was just reading a paper. I was like, how have you met Brian Clough?
Did he have a great story? Did he have a great line to tell you about? People are usually got a quote.
I don't know if there was a quote, but I think he just kind of said hello to him, like, all right, like,
Brian.
Yeah, that's it. I couldn't believe it.
His son used to run the newsagent.
Yeah. Oh, right, yeah, that's why he was there then,
not
reading
Nigel,
the paper.
The other son.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it when he said that. I thought, God, everyone really does have a story about him, don't they?
Yes, yeah. I met him on the Forest Rec outside a tent when Torval and Dean were ice skating in a tent.
That is the most Nottingham sentence you've ever said in your life.
I know. There was Brian Clough and Dennis Waterman and Rula Lenska. It was weird, but it happened. So, I'll tell you what I was doing last night. You know we're doing shout-outs to teachers today?
Yes.
So, my husband's a teaching assistant, and I think one of the things that might come out of the show today is that people do go a bit above and beyond when they work in a school. And last night, we were taking that to a whole new level.
I thought he'd done key rings.
He's done key rings.
Oh, and there's more?
There's more.
No.
He's looking ahead to next term.
Oh, I think I know what it could be.
I don't think you do.
Really?
I really don't think you do. If you can guess what this is, that will be quite some telepathy. I'll tell you, though, I will. We'll talk about it. As we celebrate teachers, teaching assistants, those who work in the kitchens and office staff, as schools break up this week, this is Olivia Dean and Leon Bridges. Good morning.
Call me up to meet you.
Aircheckdownloads.com.